Hello? Are we back? We're so back, department. I'd like to file a claim. I wanted to start this a lot more organized and be like, wow, look how times have changed now that I'm an adult and I have like a job and I'm carving my name into the face of the earth and all that jazz. But maybe I would be a little bit more put together. It's not the case as you hear me scrambling to take my jacket off. I had to get the police to let me in, just like the old days, I guess. It really is, just like the old days. But, now that I'm, oh my god, the chair got worse, that's for sure. Hello. Deep breaths, Diego, deep breaths. You can do this. It's only been 9 seasons and you only took one off. Alright, what is up, folks? It is... Button Pushers, back again. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Can you hear the chair? Oh my god. Like, we never had, like, RX racing chairs in here or anything, but, like, this is a... WMFO, I love you guys, but what happened to our chairs? Also, what is my login? It's been so long. How are you guys? I know you can't tell me that. My friend's at the gym. Maybe I should start playing some music. Because he so lovingly tuned in from multiple states away. So now I'm realizing my computer is not connected to Tufts Secure anymore. So let's try Tufts guest. This is a really fun start. Okay, Microsoft Kinect test redirect. It can't be reached. Just like, I don't know, the top shelf for many of the human populace. I've hit continue. Let me in, please. I'm begging you. They don't want to hear my voice anymore. They want to hear, like, Rez or something. I'm pretty sure. I haven't asked yet. Oh, we're so in. We're so back, department. I would like to retract my previous claim and then file it immediately again. We're here. Let's get started with... An oldie, I'm going to say, even though it came out in, I'm going to guess 2022. Yeah, 2022, October. But an oldie nonetheless. Let's get Rave by G Jones and Eprom up in here. God, I'm still learning, not learning, but remembering how to get everything set up, and it is a mess. Let's see, have I successfully figured it all out? We will see in about 2 to 5 seconds because my computer is so slow. Come on. Yeah? How we feeling? Oh, we're feeling good. Here's Rave by G Jones and Eprom. I'll be right back. I miss the bass in the studio, dude. Okay, how was that? I don't know if that was what I was about to say is usually used as like a allusion to something perhaps a little bit more lascivious than I was intending. Wow, holy, have I been reading again? I have, but that was wild. I was gonna say, was that as good for you as it was for me? FCC, I meant the song, of course. It probably wasn't. I forgot that this studio is equipped with 4412A JBL monitor speakers, and they bang. Probably because they had to get them replaced after one of Harrison and I's previous shows. I would say that without a doubt, if any show blew the speakers, it was probably ours. We were playing, like, literal tear out all the time at max volume. But basically, you're welcome to all the other DJs, because now the studio experience is immaculate. Anyway, what you just heard was Rave by G. Jones and EEPROM. Rave, of course, stands for Realizing Alternative Visions for Earth. They dropped the F. And G. Jones has become an artist on my, like, repertoire for just, like, zone out music. I'm assuming that song was not very zone out for many of you, but he does a lot of just, like, really weird analog synthesis to get some of those, the really unique sound design that you caught in that track, especially the, like, arcade style kind of sounds, you know, that very, like, 8-bit do-do-do kind of thing. Nailed it. And I made a whole playlist of just, like, a bunch of his stuff that helps me, like, zone out and just play it on work. And every single one of them showed up in my Spotify Wrapped this year, because I would just, like, loop that for 8 hours and listen to it. And one of my friends caught me, like, playing it out loud the other day, and they were just like, Diego, no wonder you need therapy. Like, this is what you listen to calm down. And I'm like, yeah, kind of. But anyway, I'm not selling it. G. Jones is great. You should check him out. I personally really like his song Which Way. I think it's probably my favorite from him. However, some of his other really good ones are Operator, Too Far Gone, and Daydreams is pretty good, too. I like Daydreams. And his Paths album just came out, so definitely recommend checking that out. I know less about EEPROM. I will not lie. I don't know if I have any other songs by EEPROM. I have one other song. Two other songs. Both of them I can't tell. I can tell you what one of them sounds like. I can't tell you what the other one sounds like. Not because, like, I can't, like, FCC won't let me. Like, I don't know it. Which is rare, because I do admittedly have 9,291 liked songs right now. But I bet I could guess 9,000 of them within the first couple measures of the song. Like, I generally have a pretty tight pulse on, like, my music library. I don't like it to just get inflated for, like, no reason. But EEPROM, I'm sorry, you kind of hit the wayside there. Anyway, God, what has happened musically? Or should we talk about music first or life first? We've got so much time. Not really. We've got 47 minutes left and counting, probably 46 if I leave 1 minute earlier. I got a DJ set. So let's start all the way back. I graduated. Hooray. I threw up on graduation day. Less fun, but I did play some really good Mario Kart the night before, which may or may not have led to the throwing up, because we were up till 5 or something. But really just atrociously hot day. Felt great. It's what I've been working for so long, but I just couldn't enjoy it. It was so hard. And I was just, like, sick the whole time, but it was great to see everyone walk and, like, see all the buddies, like, we did it together. And then we all just kind of, like, took pictures, and that was it. It was wild. Homies moved, like, the next day. This is a maybe universal experience for all college graduates out there, but just wild, you know. And then we got a house still on campus, because my housemate is doing a fifth year, so we're there for now. But we've only been there for, like, 6 months, and our lease is getting expired, so, like, now we gotta figure that out, too. What else is going on? I got a job. Super cool, especially in this market, because, like, it is not great right now. Job is fine. I mean, work is work, let's be real, but I was blessed to, like, enjoy coding for some reason, so kind of, even if I'm doing web dev, I'll enjoy it. Sorry, web dev people. I'll enjoy it, so it's fine, it's been okay. Really good people at work, too. But the biggest thing about work, as opposed to school, is money. And money rules. I am learning this more and more every day. For my birthday, I got myself, like, a DJ kit and have been playing with that a little bit. And it's just nice. I also bought some music production software, and I'm kind of getting back into that now that I have more free time. And that's been really great, just to be able to kind of, like, have... I don't know, music is an expensive hobby, and I've been interested in it for many years and not always had the liquidity to engage it, and often have had to figure out, I won't say piracy. I never engaged in piracy, but I did win software that may or may not have been pirated, that, and I was, as I grew older, I realized, wow, that was maybe just, like, not a giveaway. Maybe he just gave away, like, pirated software as a, like, publicity stunt. But I've washed my hands of the matter. I'm not part of this. But yeah, so I've been doing a little bit more music stuff. I wanted to have, like, a whole kick butt. Oh man, I gotta watch my language on the show again. I wanted to do, like, a whole kick butt mix to come back in this huge grandiose thing. It opens with, like, Space Laces Voltage 003, and it goes, "He's been away a long time," you know, and I'm like, "It's Button Pushers, and we're so back." And I'm on the "we're so back" department meme. It's just playing, like, on my head on repeat since I said it this show. But yeah, so I admittedly have been in shambles over the past couple months, you know, turning angels into lessons, turning demons into weapons and all that jazz. Wow. I'm going to write that one down afterwards. But so I've been a little less engaged in my usual hobbies and activities, but I'm hoping that with the start of the show, I will kick into this a little bit more. I have been into it a lot more than I have been in the past 4 years, though. Like, having work-life balance thrust upon you and as you enter a career is insanely nice. Like, sorry to all the accountants out there. Like, you had your fun in college being an econ major. Now you have to work, like, 18-hour days and be disrespected for the rest of your life or something. I love checking out at, like, 4:30 or even at, like, 2. And I don't have to tell anyone that I'm just going to, like, make up the hours over the weekend or, like, 5 to 7 or something, like... But I only need to do, like, 8 hours a day. That's crazy. In college, I was cranked. Like, I wasn't even the most cranked one in my household. I feel like both of my other housemates were, like, more busy than I was. And I still felt, oh my goodness, a phone flasher. This means I have to learn how to pick up the phone. Okay, let's see here. Maybe I'm gonna play some music and see if I can listen to this caller, because I have to, like, prep them. Let's see here. Phone on air, mic one, press once, flashing or leave on. And the caller is, like, calling in and hearing this. Tell the caller they are on air. Hello? Hello? Did I pick that up correctly? I hear not your voice, but I see your light. Oh, okay, phone on air, press one, tell the caller they are on air. You're going to be on air. Don't swear. Hello.
Hello. This is the We're So Back department.
Oh,
we're
hello. We're
issues
so
with your paperwork.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have just thrown that out there so, like, haphazardly on this show. That was really unprofessional of me. What fields are any fields wrong or?
Yeah, you should do the We're Kinda Back department.
Oh. I must have typed an 8 instead of a 9 in the number, maybe?
Yeah, yeah.
I see.
No worries, but we will come after you.
That's okay. I've honestly only really been kind of back. So back would be... It was an exaggeration for the people, the masses. I wanted to give them a little something to hope for. You know what adulthood is like, you know? I'm assuming since you work at the department, you've...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good luck on your show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Sorry for the haphazard paperwork.
Yeah, no worries. We'll be contacting you.
Yeah, sounds good. Any requests while you're on air?
Bye.
Okay, bye. That was it. That was the worst. So, oh my gosh, another call. Okay. You're hearing me. Don't swear. Don't talk about, like, things that you consume that aren't food or kissing people. One... Two. Hello?
Hello?
Hello. You are on air.
Oh my goodness. Hi, Diego.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Wow, I would hear, I would know that voice anywhere. This is my good friend Ryan McFarlane. He was at the gym. He tuned in from Virginia. What's it like? What's the weather like in Virginia right now?
The weather's pretty good. It's looking like a nice little snowy 70, you know. You know how it
is. Wow, snowy 70.
Yeah.
Snowy 70.
How's it up there in Medford?
It's fine. It's like too cold in the morning and then a little too cold at night as well. And then for some reason, like in my room exclusively, it is way too hot. So I am like opening a window, but I can't turn the heat off like in just my room. So I have to be like really careful about how I'm doing this because I don't want to like crank the heating bill either. And also, I think Alex would kill me if he came into my room and was like, Diego, why is the heat on and your window's open?
Okay.
Promise I don't do it all the time, Alex. Just sometimes. Anyway, thanks for calling in. Do you have any...
Wait. Before you go, we have a guest hire?
Oh my gosh.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay. I know that Ryan McFarlane does have two cats, and sometimes they like to get a little loud.
That was one of Ryan McFarlane's two cats.
Yes.
Okay, have fun playing Music King.
Thank you very much. Maybe we'll put some Calamar Punished on there. We'll get some game tracks in there.
Oh my god, Calamar Punished.
Calamar
on.
Punished?
Oh my god.
Let's do it. We've been talking for way too long. Let's get some music. Let's see.
Okay. I'm hanging up.
Sounds good. Take care. Okay, we've talked to the We're Sorta Back department, I think that was what the name was, and the Ryan McFarlane in Virginia department and his cat. For a little bit, we're going to play some video game music because I play video games, and then we'll come back and I'll start ranting again about like life, love, loss, and the 15-minute mix I made about 2 hours prior to this show. So, without further ado, here is Calamar Punished. From, you know what? Actually, I just said that because it was the first one that came to mind. We got to do Leshy Punished. Leshy Punished goes crazy. This is from Cult of the Lamb, Don't Starve Together update. It is by Riverboy. Riverboy did, I believe, like all of the music for Cult of the Lamb. Very fun roguelike game if you like that kind of thing. Also very fun like city builder thing if you like that kind of game. It's like a weird version of Animal Crossing where you like sacrifice all your villagers. Very fun. And it's a good time, but they keep making these like updates every like 3 or 4 months where they add like one new feature and they're like, please come back and play our game. And every time Riverboy delivers like 5 to 10 songs that are just like straight heat. His production style is like really unique. I think it's very cool. You should check him out and all of his work. Especially if you like Quest for Fire by Skrillex. I think some of the like emergent sound design techniques that were on that album manifest themselves in Riverboy's work quite a bit, and I think you'll be able to hear that now. Also, it's just a video game track, so don't know why I'm getting this in-depth in it. Anyway, here's Leshy Punished by Riverboy. eerie, so spooky. I love the, like, vocally effects that are in that. I was recently watching, like, a sound design tutorial and finally learned, like, what makes vowel sounds at, like, a frequency level. And something I probably should have known for, like, a really long time, because I think, like, most of electronic music is based around trying to make, like, digitized vowels. But I didn't, and I learned about it. It was very cool. You basically just put, like, two little peaks in a consistent frequency, and then, or, like, a consistent tone, and then you bring the peaks closer up together and further apart, almost like how you move your mouth when you're making a vowel sound, which is weird because the movement of the filter slash, like, the peaks, it does not match. Like, what it's doing is not what your mouth is doing, so it's weird that the shape is the same. Anyway, my brain has, like, fully unraveled into, like, madness over the past, I don't know, you know the short story, The Woman with the Yellow Wallpaper? I think that's what it's called. That's kind of how I felt in this, like, I should rephrase that, actually. I'm not a woman in the 1800s. Apologies to all women who existed in the 1800s. That was not very cool of us, us being, like, all of mankind, but, like, specifically men. Anyway, a woman goes crazy in this short story, and that's the illusion I'm trying to draw. I've, like, until I filled my time with books and music and all sorts of fantastic media, like 300 episodes of One Piece, I was basically just trying to figure out how atoms work, and then also how, like, mushrooms work, which I understand, like, figuring out how mushrooms work is, like, that's leaning into, like, maybe some stuff that FCC doesn't want me to talk about. I'm not even those mushrooms, dude. I'm talking about things that eat dead things and then talk to the other things that eat dead things. And, but they don't talk to each other, but they definitely, like, kind of know what's going on. Like, they are reading each other's vibes at some level, but there are also plants, and all they're eating is dead things that also used to not know things. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't really make any sense. And so I've realized that I kind of do this now, and I just will, like, follow a train of thought until it either crashes or, like, multiplies into more trains, and I give up. But, anyway, if you ever want to talk to me about, like, consciousness, atoms, music, electrons, specifically in atoms, or mushrooms, the greater consciousness, or as my good friend Jordy would say, how we are all just the vibration of love, I'm here for it. I'm like, embracing my, like, existential era, I think. So let's talk, let's chat. Anyway, this is a music show. Let's talk about music for a little bit instead of Diego. Lots of stuff has been happening in music recently. Let's see what happened. ISOXO and Noctue both played, like, back-to-back at the arena, I think. They also had Fussy do, like, a live performance. Just absolutely crazy happy for them. Like, they've been two guys who have been making music together for, like, a really long time, but, like, not making music together. They have maybe, like, one collab or two, maybe. They just make music but are good friends, and they both took off, and they both have unique styles. If you're interested in their music, I recommend the Night Hearts EP. We've played it on our show before, but Night Hearts was a project where ISO took four or five of Noctue's songs, and Noctue took four or five of ISO's songs and remixed them, which I think is just so deeply, like, cute. It's so, like, intimate to be like, hello friend, here is my art, I want you to change my art into your art, and I will change your art into my art, and then we can just release it as more of our art. And they're like, bet. It's great. It's a great album, go check it out. But that show went nuts, and I just want to say that Button Pushers has been playing Noctue and ISO since they were at, like, 30k monthly listeners, maybe. You can check them now. It's more. It's more, brother. Like, we're finding them. So on that note, I would like to try and find some more, like, lesser heard artists. I've been doing a lot of crate digging recently, too, so We might be playing some more of that on the show. I don't know. I've been doing music analysis as well. Like, I'll listen to a song and start writing about it or journaling about it or, like, putting it in a document or something. And, like, usually it's lyrically, sometimes it's sonically, but maybe we'll do some of that. Who knows? Diego, like, stopped listening to electronic. We're back to talking about Diego. This guy, he always makes it about himself, doesn't he? we'll kick it back. Music, again, Eliminate released an album, like, last week. It's crazy. It's called Get Off the Internet. It has 500,000 listens in, like, the first week of release, I think, which is pretty good for, like, Eliminate's fan base, for sure. And he also, like, sold out the LA show, like, immediately and got his tour approved, so, like, he's kind of popping, and we've loved Eliminate for a long time on this show. Props to him. Go check out Get Off the Internet. It is fantastic. It is, I've never heard the term an album is a no-skip before maybe, like, 2 weeks ago, and I am, like, so music-coded that, not, like, coded in music, I mean, like, the code of my identity is music. Or something. But I refuse to believe that this was a term for, like, this long and that I never heard it. And I know, like, without a doubt that Ryan is gonna message me and be like, nah, No Skip has been an album for, like, a really long time. Or not an album, a phrase for a really long time. And I'm just gonna have to be like, okay, I guess so. But Eliminate's album, Get Off the Internet, is a No Skip, in my opinion, as the kids are saying and maybe have always said. What else do we have? Frost Children, very cool group that I think I don't know if we ever played them on our show, because I think all of the tracks that would have, like, that we would have known by them weren't really out by the time we were playing our show. That being said, a very, like, 100 Gex ish alike group, and Harrison and I both very much enjoy them. They have been going on a tour. They actually did hit Boston. It was a really cool show. Very intimate. It was super fun too, because it was like it was a warehouse in the middle of nowhere, and like maybe 25 people in the crowd, tops. No, that's not true. 37. Final answer. And at one point they were like, "How many of you guys go to Harvard?" And it was dead quiet. And I swear that was like one of the best moments I've ever had at a concert, because I was like, "Yeah. That's right, we're in the right crowd." No offense to Harvard goers. I'm so proud of you for making it there. But, like, it felt really good to be in a warehouse with a bunch of, like, grunge goth weirdos. And then have, like, the band be like, "How many of you are going to be lawyers?" And everyone's like, "Not me, play the bad music some more." It was a very hype time. Moving on. Let's see. We've got time. But I'm going to play the mix that I made prior to this show. I would like to confess that it's bad, mostly. I've been collecting some songs and some stuff that I wanted to do stuff with. And I think this was more about, like, mixing one or two songs together and then, like, duct taping those to each other. So there's maybe, like, six songs in this mix. And some of the transitions are, like, cute but not great. And the other ones are just bad. Please deal with it. That being said, some of the transitions were live mixed on my DJ thing, and while I did live mix it at home and then record it and then bring it here, I'm hoping to maybe do some live mixing on the air sometime. I think that would be really fun. I have a hard drive with about... this would be a fun exercise. Can I see how much music this hard drive has on it? Yes, a half a terabyte of music. So for those of you who use the Imperial system instead of metric, that is a lot. I think it would be like equivalent to maybe two stacks Minecraft. Yeah. Anyway, so here's a mix. It's got a couple of tracks on it that are new, one track that is quite old, or older, I should say, and just wanted to play around with some of the stuff. We'll talk more about the tracks after they're on, maybe some of the transitions and stuff, but we will lead with one of the songs from the aforementioned Eliminate album. I hope you enjoy the mix. And here is Button Pushers Spring 2024 Show 1, February 8th, Final Mixdown .wav. Yeah, open with Media Player.
Yo, listen!
That would have mixed so well with it's a Wales song, and it is called "Stopping Me." Someone remind me of that in like a year. We'll be right back. This next track is called Trustfall from Welcome to Bishu, Bishu's side project. Very fun track. The whole album, very good. Recommend checking it out. I'll say more about it later, but check this one out for sure. Pay attention. It's good. Thank you for listening. I don't know why I said that so sultry. Oh my gosh, woo, bring it together. Wow, so many thoughts in my head. Anyway, the songs you heard in order of appearance was Ego Trip by Eliminate off of that album, Get Off the Internet, into Dylan Francis and Good Times Ahead, Listen, featuring Fat Man Scoop. Come to think of it, that was loud, sorry, headphone users. No, never mind, I'm chill, I'm so cool, we're so back department, I'd like to file a claim. It never gets old. Anyway, featuring Fat Man Scoop. This is on their album Paro-like, or maybe it's supposed to be Paro-like. I feel like it's Paro-like, but that's funny because Paro. Anyway, it's a very, like, return-to-roots Dylan Francis Moomba-style album, and Good Times Ahead has some really great bass lines in there as well. Definitely recommend checking out the whole album if you liked that track. It's very on theme, I would say, for the most part, except for the first track, which is really heavy energy and vulgar and really good. After that, we went from Fat Man Scoop to Fat Boy Slim, a classic, Right Here, Right Now, but the Friction and Killer Hurts remix. There were so many remixes of that, by the way. When I typed it into the library thing, it was like, which song do you mean? We have a billion. And luckily, this was like the seventh one, so I didn't have to scroll too far. But moving on from Right Here, Right Now, we went into Right Here, Right Now, this time by Dirty Phonics. This track released about 2 weeks ago. And as soon as it came out, I remember I was like,
6 a.m. getting on a train to go to New York to go visit my bestie, and like was so tired and just drained and like had a bad week, and this track came on and I just felt like invigorated. It was so good, and it's just like it has all the elements of like older electro, or like the older electro at least that got me into electronic music, but it has all the features of like newer production techniques and technology and software. And it's just so cool to see like the genre survive, or like the subgenre of like electro survive and like flourish in this track. I don't know, it took me back to when I was getting into dance music, and it was a good one. Definitely recommend that track a lot. And then we had Gossip from Jewels. This is from his EP Floor Space, and I think Floor Space Remixes dropped like 2 weeks ago as well. Floor Space is an incredible record. Like, I don't know if it's a no skip. I definitely would listen to it in entirety. But what I like about that record a lot is that like every song on it has like three or four different parts. So even if you're just listening to like one of the songs, you get this whole like soundscape or kind of like story going on through the track. Jewels is just a really fantastic like blender, I would say, of like themes and song ideas. So like a lot of times his tracks just kind of feel like they're like a bunch of like 50-second ideas that just fit really well together. Whole album is great. Remixes kind of hit or miss, but I would check the Tosoki one for sure. And then Trustfall from Welcome to Bishu, and Bishu, I guess. Welcome to Bishu is his side project, but Bishu is the main guy and project. And Prop is another artist on there. I've never heard of Prop. But that was from his BXU2 album, which is where he releases stuff, I believe, like not on Monster Cat, which is his usual label, and it's on his side project. A couple artists are doing that recently. Tokyo Machine has released his Chompo side project, and this is unrelated to Monster Cat or side projects in general, but Hivemind is about to go crazy, dude. It's the Mix King himself, Space Laces, and Keizo, and Must Die are getting together to do like a tour group slash music project. And some of their like some of the stuff that they've released so far, like videos of them doing back-to-backs together at like live sets, are crazy. They're insane. The mixes are nuts. There is like a really great one of Damn by Joyride FCC, that's the name of the song, and they turned it into like a hard style track but kept the samples from the original song in doing so, which is hard to do with hard style, and they found a way. Anyway, speaking of finding a way, I need to find a way to seamlessly transition into a PSA as I'm doing right now. I almost forgot about it. We have like not that much time left. Oh my gosh, financial literacy, the general market. Money in your future. If you want to have money in your future, don't rely on luck. Pay down your high-interest cards. For more free ideas on how to save, go to feedthepig.org. That was supposed to take me 10 seconds. I think I might have gotten it out in 8, so new record. We can update the score here. Don't use credit cards. They are good. Do not use credit cards for more money than you have unless, like, genuinely absolutely necessary. It's a bad vibe, I'm pretty sure. I only have one credit card, and I got it 3 months ago, and I've never put it over half of what the balance is, which is incredibly low already, or like balance limit or whatever, which is incredibly low already because I have not built my credit. I am like a child still. I don't know what I'm doing here. Okay, I've been rambling for a little bit. I'm also probably supposed to take off like a couple minutes early, but we'll play one more track from the Eliminate album, and excuse me, oh my goodness, it features Frost Children, which is that group I mentioned a little bit earlier, the tour, or like the concert I went to. This is a really good collab, in my opinion. I think it captures... Oh, we're not going to have time for it, so instead I'm just, like, baiting you. Okay, I'm going to play part of it as I exit and wrap up, and then we'll just do, like, a seamless transition into Rivendell. I'm so glad to be back. Wow. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thanks for the texts, the calls. Let's get some requests in here next time, and like maybe a guest on the show. Maybe I'll bring Alex. Who knows? Kid's a little busy and like sick all the time, but other than that, we can come on here and play like Fox Stevenson, Caravan Palace. I'm just saying the ones that I know can get him on the show. But this has been Button Pushers. I was wondering if I should change the name. Am I just a button pusher now, or are we pushing buttons, or like what's the deal here? But for now, this is Button Pushers, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We'll hope to have some more mixes, mashes, stuff coming up next week. And this is a great time slot, by the way, so like no excuses. Basically, all of you should be working on homework or, I don't know, vibing. So, like, electronic music goes great. Yeah. Anyway, I love you all. I'm so glad to be back. I'm going to be back next week and next week, but not the week after that, because I'll be going to New York again, I think. Anyway, here is SMSOU by Eliminate and Frost Children. It stands for Set My Sight on You. Great collab. I think it features both of their unique sound design styles very well, and they integrated it seamlessly. It's a collab where you can tell each group did their part and emphasized it in the song. It's great. Check it out. SMSOU.
SMSOU. Set my sight on you. SMSOU. Set my sight on you. Push me in, push me out. Now we're back, all about kissing me, kissing you. Let me love all on you. Don't make sense what you do, what you tell me to do. I'm loving. Then you cut me off like I'm a set my sight on you. SMSOU. Myself. SMSOU.